thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From 2 Corinthians 4:9, we may be knocked down, but we are never knocked out. Like trees that bend in the wind, resilient people gain strength from adversity because they know how to do these five things. Number one, stay connected. Solomon said, two are better than one. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. When Barbara Smith's son was killed, she started a bereavement group to unite others. We saved each other, she said. Number two, monitor their self-talk. Watch how you spin your situation. Catch yourself speaking negatively and reframe it in the light of Scripture. God's Word says, what you say can mean life and death. Instead of sitting around wallowing in fear and anger and whining about how you got there, focus on what you can control, your words. Number three, look for life's lighter moments. Solomon said, a happy heart is like good medicine, but a broken spirit drains your strength. When Donna Goldman was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, she continued to teach. I let the kids play with my walking canes, as long as they don't use them for weapons, she quips. And her car license plate says, get back up. Number four, give back. God comforts us so that we can share that same comfort with others. Renee Winehouse, who survived stage 4 lymphoma and runs a support group, says, nothing makes me happier than giving a patient hope. And number five, take care of themselves. A healthy diet and regular exercise help repair brain areas susceptible to stress. When Deborah Robinson's husband developed Alzheimer's disease, she realized, if I was going to be good for him, I had to be good to myself. From Vision's Word for Today, Be Resilient, Part 1.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.